Hey everyone, this is John Puritz. Welcome to the Man Up Already podcast. This show is dedicated to each of us being better in all areas of our lives, mentally, spiritually, physically, and relationally. We want to help you be a better you because when you man up already, the world around you is greatly impacted. Here on the podcast, we don't believe you're an accident. We believe each of us is created for purpose, and this show is dedicated to helping you discover and live out that purpose. Again, welcome to the show, and let's check out another great episode. All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Man Up Already podcast. Super excited to have you here on what will be a very different podcast episode that I think I've done. I'm going unscripted. I'm going off the res, if you will, and sharing just some thoughts after witnessing what I've witnessed, what we all have witnessed today. But before I do, hey, check out manupalready.com. We're super pumped to not only have all of the podcast episodes on there, but also if you check out the merch section, you can get one of these by request. A Man Up Already t-shirt is now available for purchase. I think we got them for $25. And not only can you represent, it's not representing the podcast. We wanted to do something where you represent the movement, Man Up Already, the mindset, the movement, the push. And today's episode really does speak to that. So you can check that out along, as I said, with all the podcast episodes on there. And I'm super pumped to announce we have a date and we have a location for the next Man Up Already Growth Conference at the end of February in 2024. So more information coming out on that. Going to be a great event, more hands-on. So put it in your calendar now, February 24, 2024, on a Saturday in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We're going to have the Man Up Already, second Man Up Already Growth Conference. So super pumped for that. And I think, you know, just this whole movement and what we're doing here is incredibly, incredibly important. And I'm going to be honest, just to get on here and talk about anything today was a struggle because, you know, yesterday, we all woke up and heard about the attack on Israel. And, number one, if you've read my book, Man Up Already, which all this started, which you can also get on manupalready.com and on Amazon. I'm Jewish by heritage. And, I have a special connection to my Judaism, but also I have a passion for the Old Testament and the journey of the nation of Israel. And to see that attack that happened and the war that now is going on there was quite disturbing. But then to watch footage of somebody's daughter, who's our daughter's age, splayed out in the back of a truck for all to see while the celebrations were going on around her was very disturbing and a little derailing. I can't get that out of my head. And I found it really difficult to do an episode that I knew, you know, we were overdue to put out an episode, and I've got a couple in the can, but I just didn't think that they were appropriate to put out in light of what we're seeing today. And I just didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if getting on here would make any impact whatsoever. And thank God for my wife, TJ, who just said, why don't you share that? And that we all need to focus in on the things that matter and the things that are important. And it just got my mind back in the game to get on here today. And, you know, I got a word from God this week. You know, I talk about daily habits and the things that I think bring success in life and the Man Up Already movement, podcast, all of these things that we're talking about. It's not just success in business or success in relationships. It's success in life. What are the ingredients that I think matter to have a successful life? And though the title says Man Up, because I'm a man and it's easy for me to talk to men, I'm really talking to men and women. This Man Up Already movement and mindset that I keep referring to is not just for men, it's for everyone. And daily habits, I think, are really important, you know, and I've done some episodes on that. I've certainly done some ride-alongs about it and postings about it. But, you know, I wake up every day and being and spending time with God is a major part of that process. And it's evolved over the years. So my routine is up at 6:30, you know, Lord willing, I'm in the garage working out or in the gym working out. And then I spend time in the Word between certain specific sections that I read. You know, TJ and I do the Bible.com app or the Bible app, and we'll pick a devotional and we'll focus in on a book of the Bible and we'll do that. And I like to do that over, you know, 30 days or an extended period of time where we spend time in a book. But we have read the Bible cover to cover. Probably it could be 10 years in a row before we switched it up a little bit, but you know, we've done and do that. And I spend time in the Word. And this year I just felt an incredible pressing on God to be on my knees every day before I get into the Word. And that has been such a game changer for me personally. But then after being in the Word, I journal, and I have two journals. One, I write my gratefuls to my wife. And I don't ever think I'll give her this journal, though I've given them to her in the past, but it's just a journal that I get to focus in on I'm going to write what I'm grateful for to my spouse. And if you've been married and if you are married or you've been married for a long period of time, you know that marriage is a journey. And I like the idea of finding something to be grateful for every single day. And there are periods of time where your spouse may not be happy with you or you not happy with them, and still, you know, finding something to be grateful for is a good thing to do, because there always is something. And even sometimes when maybe you're angry or you're hurt, finding gratitude with your spouse helps you put things back into perspective. Sometimes it's just a day. Sometimes it may be just a season, but that doesn't mean it's, you know, permanent or long-term. And if there are things that are off, it's a great way to flush them out and to start working on them. So I have that journal, and then I write in another journal, letters to God. It's my way of journaling, where I write to God what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling. And again, if you've been following me for a while, you know, I'm very, very passionate about my faith. I have a deep, 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 deep relationship with the Lord, and it's definitely what grounds my life, and I'm deeply passionate. So we're in the book of Ezekiel, my wife and I, and this I read this a couple of days ago that I posted about it. But in the Ezekiel 22:30, it says, "So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one." So I had posted, "So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap for me on behalf of the land." And I didn't add the second half, but the second half is important because in this time period, the nation of Israel has sinned so much against God that God is looking for someone to stand in the gap for the land, and he can't find anyone. He doesn't find anyone because he's looking for a reason not to destroy the nation of Israel, which leads to them getting sacked by Babylon and never the same again. And I'm not going to take this scripture verse and apply it to what's happening in Israel today. Okay, that's far beyond what I know and do and study, and I'm not even going there, right? Nor do I have an opinion on this scripture with the land of Israel. But I know how important the nation of Israel is to all of us. If you are, if you're a person of faith, if you believe in Judeo-Christian values, like, Israel's a big, big deal. But what I want to talk about, because it's so in alignment with the Man Up Already mindset and movement, is I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap on behalf of the land, and found none. And I wanted to talk today on, may we always be people who stand in the gap and never be those that God cannot find. I think that's what I wanted to convey in this episode is who will stand in the gap. Is it you? Is it me? Who is it? And if God is searching for people to stand in the gap, no matter what's going on in history, good times, bad times, doesn't matter. If ever he searches for those that he can count on to carry the principles and the fundamentals of godly living, may he find me, may he find you, may he find us, may he find all of us who subscribe to this movement mindset of values, of things that matter. I've said this many, many times that when I get off what I call the playing field of life, I do believe that we do give an accounting for our lives to our Creator. And I think this scripture so defines what that is, that when I looked for someone who would stand in the gap on behalf of the land, I saw you, listener, you, John, I saw you put your name in there. Imagine that. Because I think that is so incredibly important on how we face the day. You, me, we can't, there's nothing we can do with what's going on over there, nor with Ukraine or anything like that. But what can we do in our home? What can we do in our community? What can we do in our churches? What can we do in our businesses? What can we do in our state? What can we do? Will we stand in the gap when the things that hold society together, all the values that this country was built on, that our families were built on, are under attack socially like never before? That's the question. What can you do? What can I do? So, off the cuff, no script in front of me. Let's unpack that for a minute. I think two things are really, really important. One are the four pillars that I talk about endlessly on here. Can I act out of integrity? Can I be a person of character? Can I be counted on? Is my word good? Are my actions true? When they look at me, do they see a person of integrity? Number two, do they see a person who is humble? Why am I on my knees every day before God? It is the most humbling position I could possibly be in before my Creator. Any arrogance or ego that I might creep into my brain goes right out the window when I'm on my knees in prayer. Right out. It's amazing how that works. So if you look at humility and go, maybe there's some areas I need to work on, I promise you, right, getting on your knees is a good way to do it. I challenge you with that. But humility is, it's not about us, right? Singular, like if we approach our day, it's all about me. What can I get? What can I do? I've run that play. I've run that play. And I'm telling you, it does not work. Humility is understanding it's not about me. No matter where I show up, it's about others. And there's always room for growth. Always. Whenever you meet somebody new, whenever you're in a situation, here's a great, great example. I didn't talk to my wife about it, right? But I was thinking about it. So we're driving home from church and there's this one road in the area where we live. It's just kind of a one lane road. And when you're on it, you're on it. And I got a guy in front of me who's going 5 miles an hour below the speed limit. And it's a double yellow. There's no getting around them. And it's a good 10 to 15 minutes of that. And I just kept thinking, right? Every now and then I would creep up on him. And then I would be like, John, back off. It's not about you. This is an exercise in your own humility. This is an exercise in what kind of person do they see, right? Are you a man of God? Would a man of God ride up on this guy's ass? Probably not the right posture. And so I had to find, and it was minute by minute, right? Trying, checking myself, making sure that I was displaying a better quality of myself than I normally would. Because what is getting frustrated? I can't go anywhere. Getting frustrated is not going to help this guy, not going to help me. It's not going to bring peace with my wife sitting next to me, but I'm also very present to what's she thinking about me right now, right? I know she's like, he's going to lose his shit. I know she's going to do that. She's thinking that, but I didn't, right? I didn't. At one point she looks, she goes, it's okay. I go, do you see me getting angry? I said, I'm fine. I'm okay. The old me would have, right? But right, it's always an opportunity to grow. It's humility, right? I got to be humble, right? So I'll move on from that. The third one is authenticity, right? I truly believe there that each of us is a unique creation under God. And authenticity is be authentic, be bring you to whatever's going on. Be authentically you. And if you're a person who's humble, who has integrity, right? If you're a person that's like, I'm trying to get better every day, and you show up authentically, you just be transparently you in a world that likes to hide behind a screen and a fake persona and AI and all of that stuff, you will shine like a beacon on a hill. I truly believe that. And then the last is morality. Do the right thing. So what can we do to stand on the in the gap? Stand in the gap on those four pillars. That's number one. Number two, I think we can stand in the gap by putting life through four filters. So I got the four pillars and I got the four filters. Pillar number one is no matter what gets presented to me online, in person, doesn't matter. Whatever comes my way, first question, first filter, is this good for my soul? Is this good for my spiritual growth? Is this good for my relationship with God? Is this good for my relationship with myself? Do I feel good about who I am? Filter number one, is it good for me and my soul and my creator? Filter number two, is it good for my significant relationship? So if you are married, is this good for my marriage? If you're engaged, is this good for me and my fiance? If you're looking for a person or if you're in a serious relationship, is this good for us? The most important relationship to me, it's my marriage outside of my faith, right? Is this good for my marriage? Filter number three, is this good for my family? Not just my marriage, but my family unit, my wife, my children. Is it good for all of us? Is this going to help or is this going to hurt? And filter number four, is it good for my career? Is it good for my business? Is it good for my career? You know, I just saw, you know, out there in the news, that people are being fired for what they put out on social. And it's not a new thing. I'm just seeing like one lady like was, I forget what it was that, she lost her mind on an airplane. And there was one that had come out a month ago. This was a new one on either an airplane or a railroad, something, public transport. Transit, sorry. This lady, right, loses her mind, says a bunch of wrong things to people, and somebody was filming it, puts it out there. Her company sees it and said, that's not the type of person that we want representing us, and they fire her. And so I think when things show up, right, is it good for me, my marriage? Is it good for my family? Is it good for my career? Like, and would a person who has integrity and a person who has humility and authenticity and morality, would they act like that? That's standing in the gap. Now, if you're a believer in Christ, right, like standing in the gap also is, am I reflecting Christ? And look, if you're a believer, if you're a person of faith, am I reflecting God in all that I do, right? I'm standing in the gap for the Lord. It's not just spewing out scripture verses, it's actions, right? People don't care about how much you know until they know how much you care, right? Well, people don't want to hear about what you know when it comes to scripture or all that other stuff. They're going to look at who you are. What kind of person are you? And how are you reflecting what it is that you're talking about? And it's never perfect. Right? We all screw up, but I think being authentic about that imperfection, admitting the screw ups that we make and talking about them, Lord knows, right? Look, I say this all the time. There are people out there who don't like me. And there are people out there that don't like you. And by the way, if nobody knows who you are and nobody, right, like, and you're not, then you're just not living for significance, because it really is us to encumbered upon us to keep pushing, keep stretching, keep growing, stepping out, right? If we're just playing it safe and we're hiding, well, there's another story in the Bible about Gideon who was hiding. We've talked about that. So I think it's just like, how do we stand in the gap? May we not be the one, I'm going to butcher this and I don't want to do that. I want to make sure that we are, when God looks for who will stand in the gap, they find you and they find me and they find this community of people who believe that we stand for what is right and what is just and what is true and what is real. But we don't want to be right passed over, or God just didn't see that he could count on us. And I guess that's the message here, is that when it comes time to find who will stand in the gap, that he does find us, that he sees it, and that we see it for ourselves, in ourselves, because that builds self-confidence. And the thing about self-confidence is nobody can take it away. When you know inside you, it doesn't matter who comes along and says something to the contrary. If you know it to be true about yourself, nobody takes that away from you. So I've spewed on here unscripted for about 20 minutes now, so I won't bore you with any more, but pray for Israel, pray for our world, pray for our nation, but let's get to work. Let's start working on these things. Let's stand in the gap and make sure that when God comes looking, he sees us shining bright. Hey, thanks for listening to another episode of the Man Up Already podcast. We really do appreciate it. And I want to ask you to do a couple of things. Number one, subscribe to the podcast, whatever platform you're listening or viewing on, subscribe to the podcast, right? Help us, right, continue to grow by joining the community. And also rate the podcast, rate the episode, right? Whatever platform you're on, you could leave a rating. Let us know your comments. Let us know your thoughts. If you can do that, we really do want your feedback. You could head on over to manupalready.com and check out our website. All the podcast episodes are on there as well. But also join our community. Sign up on our emailing list. We're going to get content out to you. There's also a free resource there for you when you do that. And pass it on. Pass on the podcast. Let people know, right, what we're up to, what we're about. Speak about it. If you're a podcast enthusiast, please share episodes. Tell people about what it is that we do, what we do here, and what you like about it, and what you don't like about it. And that's okay as well, right? It's just getting the word out. And then finally, I want to thank a great sponsor of our podcast, Master Beef Jerky. Their slogan is bold flavor, tender bite. If you head on over to masterbeefjerky.com, they've got incredible flavors there. But if you put in the coupon code MUAP, you will get 20% off your order. I highly recommend you check them out. Master Beef Jerky, bold flavor, tender bite, and a great, great sponsor of the podcast. Until next time, thanks so much for being here, and we'll talk to you soon.